Steve Trinity Resources, ISE 2, Listening 4. You're going to hear a talk about a national game. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? The National Lottery is the official government-franchised national lottery in the United Kingdom. It began in 1994 and a ticket cost £1, although this has since increased to £2 per ticket. While it's a popular game with millions of regular participants, there is still a lot of debate about the morality of the lottery, with many people even going as far as to believe it should be abolished. Maybe the biggest argument against the lottery is that it's a tax on the poor. It's mostly poorer people who play, and they nearly always lose money. What's more, the money often goes to the rich, the directors of the lottery, the politicians, and, for example, the lottery funds projects such as the Royal Opera House, which are hardly for the benefit of those struggling with money. And what effect does it have on society? Does it make people greedy? Do they want to get rich quick instead of working hard? Some argue that the lottery is a symptom of a bad attitude to money. Another problem is that the National Lottery makes gambling seem normal. Maybe you start with a little £2 bet once a week, and that's not a big problem. But this can lead to a serious addiction to sports betting or other types of gambling. Finally, it could be argued that as well as being a tax on the poor, it's a tax on the stupid, as the odds of winning are so impossible, approximately 15 million to one. On the other hand, some argue the lottery is good because the dream of becoming super rich gives hope to a lot of people. They say that while the probabilities may be almost impossible, the prize is so good that it doesn't actually matter. It must also be said that the National Lottery does also give a lot of money to charity and cultural projects, such as libraries and community centres. Lastly, is a question of freedom. If people want to spend their money on something, they have the right to do that. Personally, although I can understand the temptation of a big win, I think the mathematical argument is the most convincing. I can't help thinking it would be better to save £2 a week instead of wasting it on the lottery. Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now listen to the talk again. This time make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then I'll ask you what arguments the speaker makes for and against the National Lottery. Are you ready? The National Lottery is the official government-franchised National Lottery in the United Kingdom. It began in 1994 and a ticket cost £1, although this has since increased to £2 per ticket. While it's a popular game with millions of regular participants, there is still a lot of debate about the morality of the lottery, with many people even going as far as to believe it should be abolished. Maybe the biggest argument against the lottery is that it's a tax on the poor. It's mostly poorer people who play, and they nearly always lose money. What's more, the money often goes to the rich, the directors of the lottery, the politicians, and, for example, the lottery funds projects such as the Royal Opera House, which are hardly for the benefit of those struggling with money. And what effect does it have on society? Does it make people greedy? Do they want to get rich quick instead of working hard? Some argue that the lottery is a symptom of a bad attitude to money. Another problem is that the National Lottery makes gambling seem normal. Maybe you start with a little £2 bet once a week, and that's not a big problem. But this can lead to a serious addiction to sports betting or other types of gambling. Finally, it could be argued that as well as being a tax on the poor, it's a tax on the stupid, as the odds of winning are so impossible, approximately 15 million to one. On the other hand, some argue the lottery is good because the dream of becoming super rich gives hope to a lot of people. They say that while the probabilities may be almost impossible, the prize is so good that it doesn't actually matter. It must also be said that the National Lottery does also give a lot of money to charity and cultural projects, such as libraries and community centres. Lastly, is a question of freedom. If people want to spend their money on something, they have the right to do that. Personally, although I can understand the temptation of a big win, I think the mathematical argument is the most convincing. I can't help thinking it would be better to save £2 a week instead of wasting it on the lottery. Now tell me what arguments the speaker makes for and against the National Lottery. You have 1 minute to talk.